Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
Well, it's that time of the morning, Gab, and the time of the week where we jump back into our separate shower cubicles and see what kind of random thoughts we come up with, because everybody has random thoughts in the shower. It's the mixture of the warm water giving you a gentle massage and also the alone time that you have.
Yeah, except when we're here in the studio, because although we're alone in our cubicles,
yes,
I can still hear you.
You can.
Three cubicles down, and everything that I do. Scrubbing away.
That's right. Well, you know what? I only have one shower a week, and things get dirty, Gab, in that week. So, you know, there's a lot of gymming and all that kind of stuff that I do. I was in the garden across the weekend too, you know, because the fine weather. So I'm pretty dusty, I'm pretty sweaty, I'm pretty grimy, I'm pretty gross.
Get in.
Thank you. Let's do this.
I'm always lying to myself, right? But the biggest lie I ever tell myself is that I don't need to write it down, that I'll remember it.
Oh, I tell myself that all the time.
I never remember it.
No, me either. Me either. I thought that was just me.
No.
Great. Welcome aboard. Hey, I've just done a count. The phrase 19 letters long is actually 19 letters long.
How many numbers did it get you to that point?
Quite a few. Quite a few.
17 letters long. Nah. Not 17.
Yeah, it's a lot of time ticket on that.
You know, I'm probably more embarrassed by my calculator history than my internet history. 1 + 1 is 2.
I thought you meant when you can write boob.
No! Just how dumb I am at maths.
You know what? As far as we know, the Earth holds the entire universe's supply of chocolate.
Yeah.
You've got to be happy about that.
I'm never leaving Earth.
Unless Venus is holding out on us.
In that case, I'm going to Venus.
Right. Very cool.
You know, they always say that the early bird gets the worm. But the early worm gets eaten. So, which way do you go?
Don't know. I don't know.
Are you the bird or the worm? You've got to decide.
Well, you've got to make that decision. That's true. You know what? In 50 years, nursing homes will be filled with people with full sleeve tattoos and tongue rings.
I'm sure they've taken their tongue ring out by then.
Who knows? Who knows?
Imagine that. Granny just sitting there with
the full
chats, couple of piercings.
Oh, man.
Stretched earlobes.
Oh, come
so
on.
Sexy.
Oh, why wouldn't you? What do you reckon? You got one more in you?
No, I think I'm sorted out.
You done?
I'm thunk out.
I'm thunk out. On that note.
I have decided to ask my boyfriend to move in with me.
Yeah.
Woo! Big news. Big step in our relationship. We've been together almost a year now.
Yeah.
Which, again, another milestone.
Wow.
And he's met the parents and everything else. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time.
Got the seal of approval from the pairs.
Yeah. I thought, and also I was getting sick of travelling halfway over town just to see him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just move on in. Bring your stuff over.
Nah, that 5-minute drive can really take a lot out of you.
It's so hard. So it's actually 15 minutes. He's like well out of town.
Okay.
But anyway, so we decided we'll give it a go and try moving in with each other. Neither of us have lived with a partner in the past.
Yeah, sure.
And I've lived with other people in the past, but never a partner. And I've always been very independent as well. So this is going to be a huge shift in our lifestyles when he moves in for both of us.
Yeah.
We've decided he's got his own little nook.
Right.
He's got his geek cave where he can have his games and his TV and his computer and whatnot so that we both can have our own spaces.
Spare bed in there just in case.
Well, there's a pull-out bed, yes.
There we go.
Just in case.
Yep.
But, so we've thought of that. We thought of our own spaces. But then we were having a chat to his sister yesterday and she was like, oh, so are you going to do like cleaning rosters? I was like, is that necessary?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it?
Oh, look, I'm not going to say we have a cleaning roster because I'm not great at that kind of stuff. But you've got to help out every now and again.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Of course, yeah. You both have to pitch in. But do you need a roster like you're in a share house in high school?
I would start with one. I would probably start with one. I think that's a bold and brave move and pretty smart. I've never done that and that becomes a contentious issue.
Yeah.
So maybe if you just start with that and get into the rhythm
grab
of
grab the bull by the horns and before it becomes an issue, you set the expectation.
Yeah, because it does become an issue.
Okay, well, that's something I had not thought of. Yeah. That's something that I had not even, you know, considered. So I want to know on 13, 12, 16, What advice do people have for me moving in with my partner? Because, you know, there are obvious things that could go wrong. How do we stop that in its tracks? And no, I'm not changing anything about my personality.
How many calls are we going to get with people just going, don't do it, Gab?
This is the end of your relationship.
13, 12, 16, if you can help out. We got Graham on the line. Graham?
G'day, Hans. G'day, Gabby.
Who's the tip for?
I've just got a tip for Gabby's boyfriend.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do not in any way let the tomato touch the toast.
He will be out on his ass before you know it if that happens.
Yeah. She'll be calling for a boycott.
He shouldn't even attempt breakfast. Just don't buy any tomatoes ever.
Yeah. That's very hilarious. Good tip. I enjoy that.
Yeah, nice one, Graham. Thanks for that.
All right, no worries. Have a good day.
And now to Aaron on 13, 12, 16. What's your advice?
Well, I've lived with three partners in the past, and the best advice I can give is communication of whenever, like, either party thinks something is wrong, is just talk about it and try and work it out. But the cleaning roster is probably a smart place to start.
Yeah.
There you go. See, I thought they were just joking when they mentioned the cleaning roster.
Learn from other people's mistakes. Yeah. As I said before, we never had a roster and we probably should have.
But communication is so important, hey, because otherwise you start getting bitter.
Yeah, because if you don't talk, everything just goes bad. And basically, you've got to share the workload.
Yeah. All right.
There we go. Share the workload. Communication is the key. Aaron, thanks for the call.
All good.
And finally, we have Jono on the line. I'm really actually surprised it's all men calling up today to give me advice. But Jono,
you've got to learn
yours?
From our mistakes.
Yeah, what's your advice?
No pooing in the ensuite.
I love this rule. This
golden
is,
rule.
Oh,
golden
that is rule. That is the best rule ever. And we are definitely putting that in place because you don't want that wafting into the bedroom.
You know what? That is an unwritten rule in our house. I always go to the other toilet.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that my wife actually said. It's just that I decided to go
you
there.
You knew that she'd just be real mad if you did it.
Yeah, if I'm dropping balls. basically, she doesn't want to know about it. Jono, you're a wise, wise man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good things or bad things happen in threes?
Pretty sure it's bad things.
All right. Do embarrassing things happen in threes also?
Ooh, I don't know, because they just happen to me all the time.
Well, I hope not, because I'm on track. Friday, I mentioned that I answered the door at home with half a ham and cheese scroll just hanging off my face. That's kind of embarrassing. The person that was at the door didn't say a thing.
Which makes it even more awkward.
I could see that they weren't making eye contact with me, but they were making eye-to-cheek contact.
They're making bacon contact.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so something else happened across the weekend. Let me fill you in. I was lucky enough to accompany my wife to a race day in Dalby.
Oh, lovely.
She was the face of Wheatwood, of course, in Toowoomba this past year and had to do some fashions on the field stuff there. She got invited to do judging for fashions on the field at this Dalby race day as well.
So much fun.
Yeah, which was great. And it was great to get out there and enjoy a good race day. Mm. And everybody was really, really nice. I met a fella called James who had a blowout on one of his shoes. So he went back to his car, got some tape, taped his shoe up.
What a great idea.
Fantastic
idea. Duct tape fixes everything.
And he had black tape. It was perfect.
Couldn't even tell.
Yeah, no, until, you know, he started telling everyone, which is fine. But I had my own little fashion faux pas, so to speak. And when we got there, of course, I helped my wife judge fashions of the field. We had to walk around. And I didn't really judge. I just said to Robin, hey, there's one over there. What do you think of her? What do you think of him? All that kind of stuff. Because there were different categories and all that kind of stuff. And I noticed as we were walking through the crowd, people were looking at me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that might be because I'm dressed finely in my nice suit. It might be because they know me from the radio station. Or it might be because after lap two of going around and seeing what kind of things people were wearing for fashions on the field, my wife took a look at me. Looked me up and down, pointed to my crotch area and said, you're flying low, son. Your zipper's down.
Your wife really looks at you all the time, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's
really
right.
Checks you out. Because it was like an hour later.
It was an hour later. And I've been doing laps of the place. with the fly well and truly down, and one hand in the pocket, which accentuates.
Makes it bigger.
Yeah, opens
makes
up the gap.
Fly bigger.
Yeah, that's right.
I just need to clarify that. But what makes it even funnier is that you're judging other people's fashion while you're not even dressed properly.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So that's embarrassing moment number two for me. Let's hope there's no third, because where can I go from there?
Yeah, you can't go much further down. No pun intended.
Nor could my fly, apparently. It was all the way down. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Stephen King's It, the movie, and the fact that it has a creepy clown in it. Mm. Now, it started in cinemas last Thursday.
Yes.
We didn't want to go Thursday night because I kind of thought wouldn't sleep Thursday night afterwards, would make the show on Friday more of a train wreck than it normally is.
Yeah, exactly.
So we went Friday night.
We did. And now I forced you to come along with me because I needed someone that was going to be more scared than I to come along. And then you were like, well, our promotions manager, Dim, is even more scared than I am. So we invited her along as well so that it was like the range of scaredy catness.
Exactly. And to add to that, we put a scream team together. We got people to call in and you know, come along and offer up a group hug if needed.
Yeah. We got there on Friday night. We didn't actually realise it was an interactive session.
Yeah.
Which means there were actually people dressed as creepy clowns with red balloons.
Yeah.
Within the crowd and in the cinema.
Yeah. And if that wasn't enough of a freak out, then we had to sit through the film as well. So we had a bit of a team meeting. 15 minutes to go before the screening actually started.
Yeah.
It's 8:45. 15 minutes till go time. We're just standing outside the cinema. There's a fair line for the movie. They have dressed up the cinema.
Yep.
I've just had a sneaky peek inside the cinema.
It says don't touch the actors.
It's an interactive session, which means
there's going to be clowns.
There's a clown with some red balloons. This is not what I signed up for, Gab.
I think this is going to be even better than I ever expected. Dim has an average heart rate of 63. Yep. The heart rate is currently 103 and we haven't even gone in yet.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not any good whatsoever. I think I'm going to pass out before we even get through the door.
Okay. Next time I'd have to watch it.
I went for a nervous wee. You?
I did a nervous poo.
Charming. But necessary.
Very necessary. And then, of course, we sat through the film.
Well, if you'll come with me, you'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too.
Movie itself, a little longer than that.
Was it?
Went for a couple of hours. Great film. I enjoyed it. The scary parts were really, really scary.
They were, but it actually had a great storyline as well, because normally you see a horror film that is just scare, 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 scare. They just want to make you jump out of your seat. But this one, it was scary, don't get me wrong, but there was really good bits in between the scares.
Yeah, there was. Good storyline to it, which was great. So we had a team meeting once again after the film. We were in the car park. We were getting some fresh air. And this is how it went down.
The movie is over.
Yep.
Just comparing notes now. Dim, how do you feel?
I'm okay.
You made it through.
I did. She nearly vomited at one point and she did scream a profanity at another point, but otherwise she did okay.
Yes, and all those people laughing and the people that heard you drop an F-bomb at top note.
It wasn't a pleasant moment.
Do you want to issue an apology?
I'm sorry to the public.
Overall, what'd you think? Pretty scary movie?
It was quite scary, but there were bits where it was just like a little, you know, little bit of fun, kids having a good old time. Yeah. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it was a scary clown movie.
How's the heart?
I've calmed down a lot, but I think it wasn't too bad. I was quite scared in the lead up to, as we saw. So, yeah, I was...
You did well.
So we're going to another scary movie together?
If another scary movie is the next Disney movie that could be like Mulan the Fifth, yes, sure.
Yes, not too bad. What did you rate the film?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Not as scary as I expected, only because there were gaps between, but still like an awesome thing to go see and check out. I'm still reading the book. So.
I'd recommend it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Definitely worth checking out for yourself. And many thanks to the Scream team that came along.
Yep.
We didn't need you for the group hug, but there's always next time.
There is. Hamish is still looking for a lap to sit on.
Kind of am, yep.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.